Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Grant, he's Danny, this is The Fan. Welcome back. Thanks much for listening to the show. If you missed Kirk Cousins at 11, you can hear that interview exclusively on GND today, right here on The Fan, at 1 o'clock, 55 minutes away. We're going blitzing the latest on the Caps, who are 5-1 in November in a moment, but let's start on the gridiron. Craig Hoffman's our Redskins beat reporter. Watched the game with him at FedEx Field yesterday. Craig, I guess we should start defensively with what went wrong and why things were so different than they were in Seattle.
Yeah, I think the first thing to add is let's give credit to the Vikings offensive line and really realize how bad Seattle's offensive line was, because they must be awful. The Redskins were so good this year with Jonathan Allen and Matt Ioannidis inside getting pressure, and they were able to do that without those guys in Seattle. Different story yesterday, and that led to the start of the problems. Obviously, the secondary had a really, really bad day, too. Josh Norman called the performance trash, and who am I to disagree?
Craig, to me, I was surprised that they were as effective as they were on offense. As good as Minnesota's defense is, they made it tough, and the Redskins were able to execute. Did that surprise you as well, that they were able to move the ball to the tune of nearly 400 yards and 30 points?
Yeah, I think, Grant, as I was sitting next to you yesterday, didn't we look at each other at one point and go, shootout, just like we thought, huh?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. It's crazy how that game wound up playing out. I mean, it's impressive for sure what they were able to do, because that is a really good defense, even without Everson Griffin. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of frustrating, because you do put forth that effort. You have an incredible individual defensive performance from Swearinger, who's seemingly just willing his team to win. And it's not enough, but, I mean, that's the league, and especially the league with their schedule this year, where they played, you know, four or five of the best teams in football, and it seems like they just keep playing them in a row, in a row, in a row. You know, whether it's Philly, who they played twice, L.A., like, how good of a win does that look like now in hindsight? You know, all these teams, Minnesota, who's really, really good, and the offense was good yesterday, but you got to be able to put it together, and they obviously didn't.
Running game moving forward. We'll see what happens with Rob Kelly. I actually thought yesterday they ran the ball well enough in the first half, and not coincidentally, they had 17 points. It was a big reason why they moved the ball so consistently. Is that about what they should strive for, what they got yesterday? Obviously, the end of the game notwithstanding, when they had to throw it every down because they were down.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's such a good point, Grant, because if you go, all right, well, what's 17 at the half? That times two is 34. Well, if they finish every game with 34, they're going to win a lot of football games. It's just that they had the disastrous end of the half with Kirk's interception, the two touchdowns, and then they come out and give up one at the start of the half as well. So you have that 21-point unanswered streak in the middle. But if they can score 17 points a half, they're going to win a lot of football games. And I do think that formula of having some balance, you know, consistently do try to run it. And what's amazing is while they were actually running it well enough, you know, it by no means was good, but well enough, their defense was still struggling. It wasn't like they were being left on the field forever. They just couldn't get home on Case Keenum. And normally those two things work in tandem. So I do think that that'll kind of self-correct a little bit too. And moving forward, that's the formula for an entire team to perform well week in and week out.
So, Craig, I'm over the waiting for the Josh Doctson breakout. I think I'll probably be retired and living in a place that has the longest fall season, which is the most pleasant time of year, just in terms of temperature and comfort. What about Maurice Harris? Maybe something more out of him, because you can't just keep going to Chris Thompson. Teams are loading up on him, it seems like. Maybe you get something from Mo Harris?
Yeah, no, Kirk seemingly has a lot of trust in Mo Harris. He threw balls to Harris yesterday that he will not throw to Terrell Pryor. He's starting to throw them to Doctson. Look, I hate to be the almost guy with Doctson, but if he doesn't get eaten by a turf monster yesterday and Kirk puts a ball anywhere that he can go get it on that seam ball, he's got a two-touchdown day yesterday. Like, it's going to come if they just keep sticking with what they're doing and weird things stop happening, like Kirk missing wide open deep balls. But, you know, and look, Kirk missing a deep ball, it happened. Missing by that much to that guy who's so good at tracking it, that's more of an anomaly. And then the turf monster, like that's one of my favorite plays I've ever seen. The fake run, roll out, you know, fake block from Doxson. He just tripped on a bad piece of grass or something. I don't know what it was. I'm like, one of the world's best athletes trips on grass. It happens to us all. And he's that far away from a two touchdown day. But for Harris, you know, whether it's the spectacular, like I guess he talked to you guys too about a catch he had at Cal that's similar. He had one last week that was similar, or the one he had in the game, or just the regular, like, he's had big catches for this team in big spots before, and I do think he'll continue to go back to him moving forward.
Thanks, Craig. We appreciate it.
You got it. See ya.
I know you're annoyed by Doxson. He played fine yesterday. He did not. And Craig's right. It was close to a two-touchdown day. He was far from the problem. Let's talk some caps. J.J. Reagan is our caps insider. He, of course, works at NBC Sports Washington. J.J., much appreciate a couple of moments. 2-1 overtime and shootout victory over the Oilers yesterday. 5-1 in November. It's happening. The Caps are getting going against a soft schedule.
Yeah, you know, the big talk after October was how difficult the schedule was. And so we sort of crossed our fingers and hoped that they would pick things up in November. And they definitely have. They look much better. You know, last night you can make the argument that they were outplayed a little bit, but Braden Holtby has been phenomenal the past few games. He's won 6 in a row. He was just named the third star of the week for the NHL. And the important thing is that the Caps are still doing this with a number of injuries. Matt Niskanen may be their most important defenseman, and he is still out. So the fact that they can still string some wins together, even with missing a guy as important as him and Andre Burakovsky, who remains out, that's impressive.
Jackson, Jeffcoat, Reagan, to me, the big deal, the big kind of sea change here has been how good they've been defensively. Now, I know a lot of that is Holtby, as you alluded to, but haven't given up more than 3 goals in a game since all the way back to October against Vancouver when they got drubbed in the second game of a back-to-back, I think. So they've been in the 1, 2, and 3 range. That's a good recipe for winning in this league at this point. What's changed defensively for you, or is it just Holtby?
It's not all on Holtby. They've definitely embraced a team defense mentality. I think a lot of people have been wondering, why aren't we seeing Nicholas Backstrom and Alex Ovechkin reunited with the team when the team was struggling offensively? And the fact is that Nicholas Backstrom is one of the best shutdown forwards in the NHL, period. He doesn't get recognized for it as much as he should, but he's phenomenal. And so his line has really taken on a lot of responsibility of shutting down teams' top players. We saw it against Sidney Crosby. They were great. We've seen it. They did it in Edmonton against the Oilers. The interesting thing last night is that Kuznetsov was matched up with McDavid a little bit more. And McDavid had a lot of opportunities, so I don't know if they're going to try to stick with that. They should probably keep Backstrom on the top offensive against the other team's top offensive players. But really, there's a team mentality that, hey, we're not going to score as much as we did last year, so we need to embrace this team defense if we're going to be successful.
JJ, thank you, buddy. Much appreciated.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, pal.
NBC Sports Washington is where you can see his work. Let's talk a little hoops. Last two times out for the Wiz, scored 111 in a win over the Lakers, 113 in a victory Saturday over the Hawks. Tonight, it's the Kings in town, a chance for Washington to win a third straight.
Kings are bad. Take advantage. Harvest your nuts, Eddie Jordan style. They've lost 3 home games to teams that are, frankly, very, very bad, very beneath them. And the Wizards have played down to competition. They didn't do that each last couple games, Jeeps. After the first quarter of the Lakers game, they've played the kind of good, solid, not great, because that's not who they are, but solid team defense that it's going to take to just be able to cruise in some of these games. Those runs that they're capable of going on are inevitable, especially with Markieff Morris playing aggressively and under control and knocking down some shots. When he's hot, this team can compete with almost anybody, not named the Golden State Warriors. You beat the Sacramento Kings, you could look up, you'd be 8-5. Then you've got a tough stretch where you have to deal with Miami a couple times, Toronto, Milwaukee. Charlotte always gives them fits, especially down there. You got to stockpile some of these wins. They did a poor job here, losing a few games that they shouldn't have lost, but you got a chance to make up for that.
Busy DC sports week. You got the Wizards at home tonight and the Capitals out on the road on Tuesday. Wizards at Miami on Wednesday. Thursday, the Caps play again. Friday, the Wizards host the Heat at Capital One Arena. That's the lay of the land via your Beltway Blitz. Grant and Danny looking at the Redskins and reassessing our expectations. I think things are fine right now. I actually think 4-5 with their schedule and some of their injuries, they're in a decent spot. I'm going to preach that calm and kind of coach you up on how I'm thinking next. And you guys can tell me I'm an idiot or that I'm not hard enough on them or that you agree with me. We'll do that next on The Fan.
Grant and Danny for our pals at Window Nation. Now, right now is the time where you, the consumer, can get the best discounts on home remodeling projects. Think about it. You get the best deals on summer clothing when? After the summer season. Same applies for new windows from Window Nation. Demand is up. Demand is down. Inventory is up. And the installers are just waiting. Call our buddies at Window Nation right now for the 000 sale, GP.
Triple zeros means zero money down, zero payments, 0% interest for one full year. Money down, payments, 0% interest, one full year. Zeros across the board. Upgrade your windows now, but pay later. Save money. Use it this holiday season. It's a great deal. I promise you it's not going to last. You got to go with the company that has installed over 350,000 windows. It's Window Nation, the 000 sale. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for a full year. Plus, you can get 50% off all style windows if you call today, but you've got to call today. You know the number.
866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.